Hi there, it's Matt here, and welcome back to the podcast. And welcome back to another of those special episodes called Sleep is Bloody Remarkable. And today I'll be telling you about the bloody remarkableness of sleep deprivation rather than a lack of sleep, and in a way that you may not be expecting. To set some context, what we've discovered over now many decades of research is that almost every species will suffer catastrophic impairment in both the brain and the body due to either total or chronic partial long-term sleep loss. But did you notice that I said almost every species and not every species? Because there is a small handful of utterly remarkable, totally befuddling cases where this devastating impairment of a lack of sleep does not happen. And it's something that the US government sees as a matter of national security, and it has spent sizable taxpayer dollars investing in. I'll explain that last part a little bit later. But keep in mind here the following fact. Human beings are one of the few species that will deliberately deprive themselves of sleep for no adaptive benefit. Cough, cough, binge-watching Netflix resulting in something that we call sleep procrastination. We don't see any other species so flagrantly skimping on their sleep other than human beings. But there are some very rare situations, some very infrequent situations, where an animal will limit their sleep or even go entirely without sleep. And this happens in response to extreme environmental pressures or challenges. Starvation is one such example, because if you place an organism under conditions of severe famine, under conditions of severe starvation, they will stay awake for a longer period of time. In other words, they will start to limit the amount of sleep that they get. And the reason is because they will start to forage for food in a larger perimeter distance than is normal, because otherwise food has become scarce in the normal perimeter. And the same is true of humans, that when individuals are deliberately fasting, they will start sleeping less. And it's because the brain, through the process of fasting, is tricked into thinking that food has suddenly become scarce. And that reminds me, by the way, I was thinking of doing a separate podcast all about sleep, food timing, time-restricted eating, and fasting, if you're interested. So go on over to Twitter and just let me know, or Instagram is great too, just let me know if that would be of interest. A sponsor of today's show is Inside Tracker. Now, Inside Tracker is a service, and they come to your home, as they do for me, and they will analyze your blood and your DNA to know precisely what is happening inside of you regarding a host of different blood and metabolic and hormonal health metrics. What I also like is that in addition to the results, they then provide you with a personalized set of recommended, I guess, sort of lifestyle changes and suggestions to better optimize your health as a consequence of what those results were for you, that unique snowflake. So you can use the link insidetracker.com/Matt Walker, and you will get a healthy discount from your purchase. So again, that is insidetracker.com/Matt Walker. Coming back to our story here today, starvation is one example, but an even more powerful one concerns the procreation of the species, both in terms of mating and then in terms of caring for those newborns. Take the example of sleep deprivation that occurs for a female killer whale and her newborn calf. A female killer whale will give birth to just a single calf once every 3 to 8 years. And what's interesting is that the female killer whale will not give birth in the same location as the rest of her group, which is what we call the pod, but she will swim far, far away to give birth. Once that killer whale has given birth, the newborn calf is incredibly vulnerable during the initial weeks of their life because they are not surrounded by the safety of the rest of their group. Added to this problem is the fact that the newborn calf, under the solitary watch of their mother, they now have to swim all the way back to the pod. And it is a most dangerous journey, because we know that almost 50% of newborn baby calves will be killed during that return journey home. And here is the remarkable sleep part of the story. That journey back to the pod is so dangerous, it's so perilous, that neither the mother nor the baby calf will sleep during the long swim home. They truly don't show any signs of what we think of as sleep. And they make it all the way back with all of that sleep deprivation. And they do so with some degree of cognitive intactness, because otherwise they couldn't make it home. Now that is remarkable, yes, but arguably the most incredible feat of deliberate sleep deprivation, and the most fascinating, and I would argue bloody remarkable story, belongs to that not of killer whales, but to birds, and specifically to birds during transoceanic migration. And it is during this migration race against time that birds will travel thousands of kilometers, sometimes within just a single week. And almost all of that time is spent awake in flight. And the reason is simple. They cannot sleep. They have to stay awake to maintain their navigational and also their flying abilities. This is where the superstar, the non-slumbering rock god of today's episode comes into play. That's right, you guessed it, we are talking about the white-crowned sparrow. This podcast is supported by Athletic Greens. Now, Athletic Greens is a comprehensive nutritional drink, and it contains countless different health components. Let me stop there. I say countless. I actually know the company pretty well, and I know how the product is made. And I believe at last count, it's over 75 different vitamins and minerals and probiotics, prebiotics, and other whole food source nutrients. And you consume it every day. And I do drink Athletic Greens, and for the record, I buy my own supply because of all of the obvious sort of integrity trappings that come with free product, and I just don't want to get into that. So as I said, I know the company really quite well, including their stellar CEO, and I trust their creation and their manufacturing procedures. They've got all of the correct stamps, things like TGA and GMP stamps. Basically, they're rigorous. So anyway, if you are mindful of your health, then you may want to check them out at the link, which is athleticgreens.com/Matt Walker. And if you use that link, you'll get some money off your first order and also some free travel packs. So that's athleticgreens.com/Matt Walker. This small quotidian bird is capable of a spectacular feat, something related to, but that goes far beyond simply flying for many days in a row without sleeping. In fact, it's something so stunning that the American military has spent millions of research dollars investigating. The white-crowned sparrow has an unparalleled, and here's the bloody remarkable part of it, time-limited resilience to total sleep deprivation. It is the type of resilience against a lack of sleep that we humans, for example, could never withstand. More specifically, if you partially sleep deprive this sparrow in the laboratory day after day after day after day during the migratory period of the year, which is when they would otherwise be flying, that sparrow will suffer no apparent cognitive impairment at all. However, if you then sleep deprive the same sparrow of the same amount of sleep, but outside of this migratory window, then we see this maelstrom of both brain and body impairments. In other words, this humble passerine bird has evolved an extraordinary biological cloak of invulnerability against the effects of sleep deprivation. And it is one that it deploys only during a time of great survival necessity. Which is to say that this tiny wee, ever so cute bird can, during certain times of the year, essentially don a Teflon suit of brain and body armor that makes it impervious to the attack of sleep deprivation. It's basically discovered an internal biological version of the Iron Man suit. You know, Iron Man from the Marvel comics and the movies. Isn't that remarkable? It can be resilient against sleep deprivation for a short time, and then it becomes vulnerable to sleep deprivation. How was all of that discovered, by the way? Well, it was discovered by a fantastic team of scientists, indeed, one of the best sleep research groups in the world, because the US government supported the work. And I don't say that in a judging way. It was the Department of Defense, the DOD, in the United States that provided the large grant to examine this remarkable sleep anomaly. And here, I imagine that right now minds are starting to race in terms of interpretation of what the government is wanting to do and why it's wanting to know exactly what that biological suit of armor is, perhaps in the hopes of developing a 24-hour soldier. I'm sure that that's one of the thoughts that some of you are having. But we could also be less conspiratorial and imagine it's because they, like all of us in the sleep research field, want to make radical new discoveries. And on that pondering note, I will simply say thank you so much for listening. I will say how bloody remarkable I think sleep is. And in closing, I will bid you a fond farewell. Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode.